720 WGN. Good evening. John Landecker at 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, going to 10 later this evening. Full show. Let's get right to it. We got stuff to do. Let's get to, well, it's Todd. Hi, Todd from Antenna TV. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
Fine, thank you. And here we are once again.
Beginning of the month.
At the beginning of the month, which means there's a new lineup for Antenna TV's Nostalgia Stories podcasts.
Yes,
so
sir.
So take it away. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with week one. We have the great Willie Tyler and Lester. If you're not familiar with them, they are a African-American ventriloquist duo. Willie Tyler from Alabama made his debut on a record for Motown Records called Hello Dummy. Not to be mixed up with the Don Rickles record, Hello Dummy, which I was a little slightly confused with. I was like, is there a typo here? But anyway, it actually makes more sense for him. But
You know, I listened to it, and one of the things that I got a kick out of was, you know, his influences. He was watching, you may be too young for this, Paul Winchell and Jerry Mahoney, which is a really old school, back in the day ventriloquist act that I'm familiar with.
So. I watched a little bit of it, actually, in prepping tonight. Yeah, Knucklehead Smith, and that was very Howdy Doody-like.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they opened
up
with a big song, and there's nothing but Boy Scouts and girls in dresses in the crowd, and like, it's all faux wood, and I actually was enjoying myself. I wish I'd had more time to watch that show. It was actually quite entertaining. Yeah, if Willie Tyler was all over the place in the 70s, beginning of the 80s, mid-80s, I would say. He's still around. He's still active, but he did many, many appearances on television shows. He was on The Jeffersons. He also hosted ABC Weekend Specials, which I remember him from. That was a big thing that he did. It was like a hour-long show on the weekend after cartoons. It was like kind of like, don't do drugs, you know, look both ways walking across the street, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and don't do drugs when you're walking across the street, too.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's important.
You have to remember these things, and he drove it home. Merv Griffin, he was on the Merv Griffin Show quite frequently, did a lot of commercials. McDonald's, Toyota, Maxwell House. A really good interview. I caught him actually, excuse me, in Burbank. He talks about how he was, of course, influenced by Paul Winchell, but his sister threw away a doll, and he was shocked by that. And he took out a knife and he carved himself a little jaw and, put a rubber band in there and made his first puppet until he could actually afford his own puppet. Talked about how Sherman Helmsley was quiet when he was not acting on the set of The Jeffersons. Lester has a few words to say himself in the interview. It's actually quite entertaining.
Yeah,
I liked it a lot. Yeah.
At first, I'm like, what's going on here? And then I realized, it's the dummy talking.
Right. Yes.
We're taking a break and doing more when we come back on 720 WGN.
I don't understand.
That's right. 720 WGN. How innocent those lyrics were. And, you know, back in the day, 720 with John Landecker at 717 WGN. We're talking with Todd from Antenna TV. They've got a whole new lineup of nostalgia stories. The podcast series.
Yes, sir.
And we've got one down and three to go, and DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yes, sir. One half of DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince with Will Smith.
Yeah.
From Philadelphia, PA, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, better known for their big hits and Grammy-winning song Parents Just Don't Understand, which you just heard from way back in 1989.
Really? Wow.
Yes, that was a big one for me when I was a kid. He is known for, started in Philadelphia DJing block parties. It's a big thing out there where they would just block off streets and they would put a DJ in the middle of it and everybody would just party. excuse me. Received basically is one of the many artist that popularized Transformer Scratch, which is basically taking two, three, or more records and mixing them together so you either get weirder transitions or sound effects or beats. It's kind of hard to explain.
I know.
It took me a moment to figure that one out.
But it's everywhere.
It is everywhere.
I mean, he's talking about the beginning.
Yes.
I mean, now it's gigantic. And in fact, he talks about the DJ explosion, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And the explosion of his career, too. He says he had $500 in his bank account when they won their first Grammy. And after that, they got the TV show, Prince of Bel-Air, if everybody knows that.
You bet.
He appeared on that show with his friend Will Smith, known for their signature handshake when they met each other on the show. And, of course, he was always thrown out by the dad frequently, which was a running gag. He actually left the show to continue his love of music. He considered himself a musician. He wanted to do that. And went on to collaborate with acts like Jill Scott, Eminem. And he talks about in the interview how he's a lover of music, but not a lover of the industry. More about that in the interview. And how music has just changed over the years, and hip-hop has become global. Music has become global. It's not just a neighborhood thing anymore.
Right.
Real good stuff.
Yeah, he said he used to carry around a whole bunch of vinyl LPs. Now it's just in a computer.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah. Okay, before we do the next one, I've got to do...
From director Cecil B. DeMille.
I will teach thee.
Man shall be ruled by law, not by the will of other men.
The Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
I see the seas parting as we speak.
Yeah, you know, you got a podcast with somebody that was in the Ten Commandments. I mean, okay, they were young, but wow.
Yes, Kathy Garver.
Yeah.
Who was cast by Cecil B. DeMille in The Ten Commandments. She was actually picked out of a crowd of background actors. And he saw her and immediately was like, grab that girl. And he wrote scenes for her. And and her career just took off from there. She is best known for playing Sissy on Family Affair in the late 60s. Really good show. One of my favorites. Fun fact about her is she was also a voice actress.
Yes.
And in the 80s, she did a lot of cartoons, including Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends as Firestarter. And she was also on Chuck Norris's Karate Commandos, if any of you remember that show.
I do not.
And unfortunately, I do. From Long Beach, California, of course, started her career very young. Her mom kind of doted her to be the next Shirley Temple. She talks about that in the interview.
Yeah.
And how Cecil B. DeMille picked her out of a crowd, and she thought it was the voice of God. Working with Charlton Heston and, of course, the cast of Family Affair. And how she was the only one on that show who actually was playing a character. She was actually an older person playing a teenager, while the rest of the actors just kind of played themselves. Mm-hmm. She's a big lover of cooking. She's written many books on that. She's a real nice lady. Liked her a lot. But I wish I had gotten more into her voice acting, because I was like, Chuck Norris's Karate Commandos. With a K, by the way. Commandos with a K.
Commandos with a K.
Yes.
Well, and she still wants to work.
Yeah.
What I heard. She wants to do a series, and I think she's got some ideas about something happening with cooking. You mentioned that she was into that, and it's in the podcast. So,
yeah, check it out. She's
good luck to her.
Real good stuff there.
All right, so now we're down to week four. What do we got?
We are ending big with Big Daddy Kane. Antonio Hardy, otherwise known as from Brooklyn, New York, one of the most influential rappers in the world, named... His famous song was named Ain't No Half-Steppin' was named one of the greatest hip-hop songs of all time by Rolling Stone magazine. He also co-wrote for Biz Markie, who we talked about last month with Gilbert O'Sullivan. Part of the Juice Crew, which was this collective of hip-hop artists from Queens, New York. He talks about that. His name, fun fact.
This was, I love this. Go ahead.
His name is a hybrid of two things. Kane, coming from Kung Fu, from David Carradine's character. And also from Beach Party, starring Vincent Price, who played Annette Daddy.
Yeah, but Annette Funicello's in the Beach Party movie.
Yes, she is.
And I think like Frankie Avalon.
Yes, Frankie Avalon. Yeah. And Vincent Price played like the foil, I guess you
that's,
could say.
That's crazy that that was a... Well, first of all, that he was watching it all is... I went, oh, okay.
There's some charm to those movies. I'll admit that yeah. The Beach Party has its charm.
Beach Party Bingo, I believe, is one of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's Beach Party something. They all are. Pioneer of fast rhyming, although he disclaims that in the interview, but he's definitely given credit for that, which is basically very fast, rapid rhyming style. He talks about in the interview how hip hop has changed and coming up with his name. You can hear that. His relationship with Biz Markie and how they collaborated together. He actually wrote a few of his songs. Talks about the Juice Crew and Cold Chillin' Records and the meaning between Ain't No Half Steppin'. That's something you'll have to see to find out.
Yeah, there is a message. So to speak.
There is. And a good one, too.
Indeed. Yep. So there you have it. You have Woolly Tyler and Lester. You have DJ Jazzy Jeff, Kathy Garver, and Big Daddy Kane.
Yes,
rounding out July.
Yes. And then on 4th of July, we have our big McHale's Navy Marathon. Red, white, and navy.
Oh, nice.
Which is one of my favorite shows, so definitely tune in and watch that as well.
All right.
But check us out every Monday on WGNRadio.com, and it's also posted on Antenna TV's Facebook page.
Yes, indeed. So thank you very much. They were great interviews, and I encourage everybody to check out those podcasts, Nostalgia Stories. And you have a very nice 4th of July, Todd.
You too, sir. Have a safe and happy 4th of July.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.